object. This is the Wallbreakers Podcast.
Hey.
Thank you for tuning in this fine, dry ass morning that we have right now. This is Jeroen the Chemist, and off to my goddamn left.
Who's I'm Rick Flair's woo!
Who's Ric Flair?
He's a WWE wrestler who always yelled woo before he'd start wrestling.
But yeah, I am Ric Flair's woo! Also known as Flute Man, but yeah.
It's too early.
It's 11:30.
Anyways. This is Give the Horn. I'm not ready.
He wasn't ready.
I'm not ready.
Sam. I'm enjoying this.
This is Stefan Skins. I'm very not ready.
He is anti SpongeBob.
He is hungover.
He is anti SpongeBob.
He's a goofy goober.
I'm a goofy goober.
So weekly recap. I got nothing, but I want to hear Stefan.
Free drinks are a dangerous thing.
So what happened? Like
I was invited out to go get some drinks with some with a friend. I was gonna get like a beer. That was gonna be the end of it. But my stupid friends got more. I'm like, God damn it.
What kind of beers?
It's never a good idea to be lonely and drink.
I was with friends.
But, that's those two things.
It was just a bunch of beers.
Just a bunch of beers?
Yeah.
What kind of beer? I need to know.
It was like home distilleries.
Were they IPAs?
Yes.
It's pendejo.
Even then, that's pretty pathetic. I'm sorry.
How much beer did you drink?
I lost count.
Oh, God.
How high can you count?
This much. 7'2".
Give us a number.
I don't know, dude. I can't
What's
remember.
The last number you remember?
Maybe two. Like 9, 8.
Oof.
That's nine of anything is too much.
No.
Probably look, like look at it this way. Like,
seven. What about nitric nuggets?
I'm going to take from...
9 miles an hour is not enough.
No, nine of anything is a lot. You know, 9 miles is quite a long ways. Nine dicks to suck is quite...
Okay, well, what about nine chicken nuggets?
Very many dicks. Even nine chicken nuggets is quite a bit.
That's part of this healthy breakfast.
How many can you finish, really?
Dude, 20. Easily 10 to 20.
Damn.
20 McNuggets
or even
barbecue
like
sauce.
You look at a box of popcorn chicken. I can eat two boxes.
You know who serves popcorn chicken but sells them as nuggets? Fucking Chick-fil-A. They steal. Roban.
Oh, please. Like KFC came up with the popcorn chicken.
No, but they don't call it popcorn chicken. They call it chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
That's all the popcorn chicken is.
But... No, what he's saying is that...
Oh, my God, no.
What he's saying
chicken
is
nuggets and
we've already lost
popcorn chicken are two totally different things.
They're made the same way. They're just differently shaped. It's an... Continue, Sam.
Anyways.
Were you...
I bought an Endoroid of Tanjiro.
I thought you were going to say Geralt.
I'm pre-ordering. So that is a good thing. So I wasn't here last week for the Witcher episode, but in honor of that episode, I found out that Crunchyroll made a Witcher Ronin sort of crossover thing. It looks glorious. Glorious. And I'm pre-ordering that along with a statue of Rengoku. So, yeah. Other than that, my week has been pretty uneventful. Although I knew more Black history at work than anybody else when they did trivia yesterday.
I saw an image of I saw a caption. It was like when Chinese New Year, it was the first day of Chinese New Year, and it's also Black History Month, and it's just a picture of Rush Hour.
I mean, come on.
I mean, seriously.
But it was just like. I don't know if I made them uncomfortable by the fact that I knew so much black knowledge. Some of these questions I didn't even know. It was the first guess. Like, one of them was like, who was the first African-American woman to ever be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Somebody said Diana Ross, but I screamed out first Aretha Franklin. And I was like, oh, Diana Ross is a good pick. And then they were like, it was Aretha Franklin. I'm like, oh, shit. I completely guessed on that one.
Wait, so at work, was a trivia game?
Yeah, so on Fridays, they usually do this trivia thing at like around 2:30. Just as, you know, I guess to make everybody feel relaxed or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what the purpose of it is. All I know is that I always win. Because apparently people don't know shit. And I was just like... And then the like one, yeah, I think it's only one black guy that we have at work. The guy I'm chill with at work, he comes up, he's like, "You're the only one who got all those answers right, didn't you?" I was like, "I got most of them right." He's like, "Yeah, my man." And he had to say "my man" because we were at work.
My neighbor.
My neighbor. Go ahead.
To Mr. Give Thine Horn.
Lulu things. What?
What are you doing?
I've got two things.
Okay, go.
One. My mom's giving me this pill.
That's a pill or a seed?
I honestly don't know. It's a mixture of the two.
let me ask. Does the outside feel like plastic?
No.
Then I don't think it's a pill.
Like, it's like the nail of a goblin or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Jesus. Because my asshole went from
impressive
to like opening up.
So it went from a penny to a half dollar.
Fucking Christ. And the worst part is it makes my body hurt. Not ache.
Hurt.
Like, I have to watch how I move or I'll hurt myself. And it's proven because I stopped taking the pill for a couple of days and my body felt great. And then she gave me that thing again. Another hour in and my body's like, oh God, don't move.
What is this pill supposed to do for you?
It's supposed to like
flush him out.
Essentially.
Detox.
So it's a laxative of some sort.
No, it's most likely a green tea extract. That's most likely what it is. But his metabolism is so fucked up that literally his body's rejecting it on the most spiritual of levels. It's like...
It's just like, what that feel? Warwick metabolism. Oh my God! Get it away from me!
And it, like, fucking runs around, starts hitting shit.
Hit the wall so it'll make you feel better.
Dear God, help.
Look, to give you an example, the first wave is gah! And then the rest is just, you know, you gotta push it out. Exactly. So, but anyways, the next thing, so there's a feature on the Switch, especially for Smash, where you can play with people in your immediate vicinity.
Yeah, it's without, called LAN play.
Or without using a wire and without using online. So your Switch sends out a wireless signal.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And other Switches around the vicinity can play along with you without having to play online.
Yeah.
We did that at my gig home Friday, on Thursday. Mm-hmm. My friend's like, hey, bring your Switch. I'm like, hell yeah, let's do this. And we just, on our breaks, are like an hour long, just sitting in the car playing against each other.
Is it the Ridley player?
Yeah.
Ah.
Faggot. Yeah.
He's good. He's good.
Faggot.
Against Israeli, I haven't won once. Damn. Some of his other characters I've been able to beat. It's really not so much. But yeah, that was something new that I learned. I was like, oh shit, I want to try it after we do this. See how it works.
I'll play you.
Because we've been just doing online and fucking sucking.
Okay, Sam, do you see how his hand is positioned? Do you see how he's sitting? That was you. That was. It's an image. Look.
Of course, if
I already thought of him. He just needs to lean back, and that's it.
What year was that again? Was it 2018, 2017?
I think it was 2018.
Maybe 2016.
It was 2016, dude. That was wild times.
That was 6 years ago.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Some wild times, bro.
Yeah.
That day there were things I knew I couldn't do. Like, you really got a sense of yourself that day. Everyone.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so nothing happened this week either. Work's giving me a lot more hours, which is fine. I get more money, but also, I have even less free time now. Like, after this podcast, I still have to do some stuff, and I do woodwork, and I still haven't recorded any videos for my YouTube channel because of the woodwork. And yeah, just I wish I had more free time.
Okay,
if there was one good thing that came out of the lockdown, it was a lot of free time. But also, I wish I had been living in where I live right now during the free time, as well as with my parents, because then I would have had a garage to do woodwork in peace, and I don't have to worry about work. But I'm working now. I don't want to be lazy and be like, oh, I don't want to work. I want free money from the government.
No, it's not.
But when I was getting free money from the government.
But you know, at the end of the day, like, you should be able, you should have to work for a living. We were kind of spoiled, but that time's over now.
Yeah. How fucking dare you, you son of a bitch!
Hey,
my accountant said to take it for all it's worth.
I
worked for my money.
So do I.
No, I worked for my money during the lockdown.
You were still employed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have a choice.
I got employed.
I didn't have a choice, okay? Because my job really revolves around kids going to school, and if they're not in school, I'm out of a job. So.
But you could have found a job.
No, because they was like, oh, you're doing unemployment, and I'm like, oh, okay, this will only be for a little while, and then it wasn't for a little while. And basically, I knew I was gonna get my job back at some point. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna chill until if I have no money by that time, I would just find another job. I'll write it until I'm dry. I suck it dry, but I did want my job back. But no, I will say, I want to start selling stuff that I make from woodworking, but I'm still working on my own furniture. So it'd be cool to have it as a side hustle, or maybe a main source of income. But yeah, no, nothing happened that was interesting this week.
Cool.
WrestleMania was last Saturday, though. I don't know that none of you guys are into WWE. I'm not even into WWE, but like, Brock Lesnar won.
He's a fucking mountain of flesh.
Yeah, but like, also like, everyone was so upset because he always wins.
He's a fucking mountain of flesh.
You know what? It's fake wrestling. They could have written it so that someone else could win.
This is true.
Also, Bad Bunny was in the ring.
That's random.
Who's that?
He's a rapper.
Bad Bunny, right.
But
hang on. I don't know who Bad Bunny is.
He's a rapper.
He's a famous like Latin rapper.
Oh, yeah, reggaetonero.
Also, by the way, copyrighted.
That's why I only played like the
first. Si tu te llamas en la casa,
no. Also, okay,
Ron's song. My bad.
No, but Rey Mysterio was also in the Rumble.
Hey.
He's so old and fat.
Does he have a beer? Does he have a beer gut?
Dude, he's not like a beer belly, but like, it's more of, I wouldn't even say he's fat. I think flaccid. It's probably the better word. you get old and then your muscles kind of, they don't deteriorate, but then, you know, if you have less muscle and you had a lot before, your skin kind of sags, and he's just old and he needs to retire. We love him, but
I'm sorry,
he needs to retire.
The Undertaker was one of the oldest wrestlers that was still around, and he just retired last WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Don't you dare insult Rey Mysterio like that.
I guess. I'm so used to him being, you know, young and spry, you know? Booyaka, booyaka, 6-1. Like the Rey Mysterio and Batista days, those were good.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero days were legendary.
It's weird to think that Rey is old.
Yeah, and his son is wrestling, too.
Oh, yeah.
He is?
Yeah. He is.
Oh, shit.
He's not as cool as Rey.
Who is?
Well, okay, if his son just copied his dad's like get up, like the Lucha Libre thing, he would have been cooler, but he's just wearing tights, he's just like a regular wrestler.
Well, that's how most wrestlers start. Like John Cena, that's how he started. He started in just like a regular spandex underwear thing that most like initial wrestlers start with. But then they move away from. And as far as, you know, him looking like his dad in the whole Lucha Libre thing, if my memory serves correctly, most wrestlers who've done that don't end up doing well. Like
copying their parents?
Their parents, like Andre the Giant and then Big Show. I know they're not related, but it's like, it's kind of the same gimmick. And people were like, initially they didn't like that one as much. But then there was...
I like Big Show.
Then there was Eddie Guerrero and his nephew, Cesar Chavez. No, not Chavo. Cesar. Chavo Guerrero. Cesar Chavez. Yeah, Cesar Chavez, the guy who fought for...
He also fought in the ring.
Fought in the ring. He's like, let's do this for the grapes.
Yeah, he didn't get as much of a pop as his uncle.
Exactly. So it's just like, if you try to do it through legacy, it doesn't work as well.
That's fair.
But it doesn't mean, you know, you can't forge your own legacy as well. So,
yeah.
Like The Rock. He's the grandson of, or the son of Rocky Johnson.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. But no, I do know that he was a legacy as well.
Mm-hmm. But he actually became more famous than his own father.
Oh, yeah.
But also,
I don't know what happened.
What's that?
Just put the volume down, man. But,
I thought it was.
Oh, okay. But no, the thing I found out also is that like a lot of obviously there's a lot of Samoans in wrestling, like, mm-hmm. But I didn't know that a lot of them were either like related or connected some way to The Rock.
Oh yeah, they are.
Like I guess though he's run by mostly a lot of Samoans have their hands in WWE.
There's a tag team they're called the Usos. I don't know if you ever.
I think it was now.
Yeah, they're related to The Rock.
Yeah, but I don't think they're a team anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
I love them as a
team. Uzo! Dude, Samoans are awesome.
And I think
if you're Samoan and you're listening to this, just want to let you know that. Yee-hoo! Yeah, you're amazing.
You know Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
He's Samoan too.
Yeah.
And he has some relation to The Rock too.
Yeah. All right. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. All in all, if you're Samoan, awesome. Although I would love to see other Islanders in wrestling. I don't know if I've ever seen a Hawaiian wrestler or a Tokelauan or Fijian or whatever, but it's all Samoans. And I don't know if I've ever seen any like South American wrestlers. That'd be pretty cool to see. All right, guys, I'm gonna join wrestling. I'll be the great Amaru.
Oh, I have a fun fact for you.
Oh,
there's a Peruvian superhero in Marvel. In the MCU.
MCU?
Yes.
What's the name of the hero?
He's an Eternal. He's Druig.
Oh, he's Eternal.
Yeah. Nah, I'm sorry. I wish I had better news for you.
So disappointed.
He's a psychic.
What's his gimmick? Like, what's his getup? Does he have any, like, resemblance to any, like, Peruvian mythology or whatever?
He is essentially... They imply that he was essentially the reason the Mayans disappeared.
Okay, so Peru's better than Guatemala. Got it. But honestly, if you're gonna do like a Peruvian style superhero, you either give him like
the wording.
you either give him like sun powers or like earth abilities,
or make him have amazing groove.
That's just by default.
You threw off my grip.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, you either give him like mountain.
Release the power of the sun.
It's either sun powers, like earth powers, or like spirit powers, right? Like we're gonna drink some ayahuasca with the spirit world, you know?
I mean, technically he does do that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's an eternal and the movie's garbage, so.
It is.
Okay, we're done with the weekly recap. Let's get into the actual topic. Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
Don't lie to me.
Lies.
Lies.
Oh, God.
So you want to start us off?
This year has just been so good.
So what is the hottest topic in terms of misinformation?
Goy. NFTs.
Okay, NFTs.
Self-defense.
It's not a hot topic, but it is a funny meme.
Yeah, it's a funny meme.
It's big enough to where it's worth talking about.
It's the big Rona.
Medicine.
Medicine.
It's the big Rona. Big Rona's throbbing.
But, holy Jesus.
So, why are you waiting for me to start someone?
So... For those who are unaware, there has been a whole
I'm unaware
publicity situation with Joe Rogan and Spotify.
Joe Rogan.
Specifically, it's Joe Rogan, Spotify, and Neil Young. I don't really know who Neil Young is.
He's a young guy.
I don't give a shit. All I know is that Joe Rogan is essentially the cause for all of Spotify's current debacles right now. That's mostly coming from the fact that on his podcast, he tends to allow people to speak whatever information they want to speak regarding any topics they want. And specifically, that comes to COVID. Mm-hmm. More specifically with the use of the antiviral ivermectin.
My favorite.
Which for those who don't know, yes, it's an antiviral. It's not meant to be used with... for COVID. It's not recommended for COVID use. But.
Keep going. Keep going.
But what people have started to do is because they realize that ivermectin isn't just used for humans, it's also used for horses. Because nothing that's made for horses that is put into a human body ever turns out badly. PCP.
One of our members is currently in pain right now. He's on the couch.
It looked,
staring into the void.
It looked like he got a stick shoved up his ass unintentionally. Just... And he looks like he's just accepted his fate at this point. He's just like, this might as well happen.
How are you feeling, Guy? What happened? Did the goblin nail take its course? I think that's what we're going to call it, the goblin nail. I don't even know what my mom gave him.
I gotta text your mom to tell me what she found. She gave.
Welcome to my world.
If he had stopped at hole, that would have been hilarious.
Anyway, what people are.
My brother just said his ass is tender.
Like I've been saying. His ass went from a penny to a half dollar real quick.
Is it pulsating? Don't lie to me. It's a pulsating.
When you sit on a hard surface for a long time, your ass is just like, ugh.
Yeah.
When you get off, it's like it starts to relax a little bit. And it almost feels like it was numb for a little bit, but it wasn't really.
It's okay. This is a safe place. You can talk about these things. We are your support system.
I ain't gonna be your damn chair.
But anyway, going back to the topic, what people have started doing, they've started breaking into a veterinarian hospitals, finding ivermectin, and started injecting it into themselves. Which, you know, is just it's a brilliant idea. I fully endorse it. I completely. If you're stupid enough to, you know, break into a veterinary hospital and you think that's a great idea, you know, go for it. This is a free country. Do what you want. Mm-hmm. Just know I won't be at your funeral.
Yeah, it's become quite a circus, honestly. Also, I don't know if you heard, but like a lot of musicians were like taking their music out of Spotify as a result.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The amount of people that have pulled their music and their content off of Spotify is enormous. And Spotify's essential defense for all of this is we want to allow everybody, we want to have a platform where everybody can speak their mind.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree
with that statement for anybody to speak their mind. But it's different when you're trying to, I guess, claim that your opinion is fact.
Yeah. Well, there's that. But then there's also the fact that they just recently, before the whole Joe Rogan thing.
Yeah.
They just pulled a bunch of comedians' content off of the site.
Mm-hmm.
For, and I quote, offensive and misinformed content.
Are you kidding me?
This is comedians.
These are comedians. They tell jokes for a living.
Jokes by their nature aren't supposed to be fact.
They don't have to be fact. They can be rooted in fact, but it's not a requirement.
The only time it's fact is like, oh, it's only because it's true kind of thing. But aside from that, they usually aren't.
But yeah, that was my issue with Spotify. Is I don't give a shit that Joe Rogan's on there. I really don't. I think he's an amazing comedian. I was more upset by the fact that they took away his comedy and left his podcast. Like, I preferred his fucking comedy. I hate some of his podcast episodes. I really do. I really do.
But I mean, what? I mean, how much deep conversation can you get from a meathead like him, though?
You can actually get quite a bit.
Yeah.
No, I'm making fun of him because he's worded out. Don't beat me up, Joe Rogan. I'm not strong.
It's funny. I remember watching a YouTube video of where they said that his kicks sound like gunshots. I was like, all right, let's hear this. And then I saw him kicking and I heard what it sounded like. I was like, do you people not know what fucking gunshots sound like? Like, it's not what they sound like.
I think he was clapping his bow sack.
Maybe, I guess.
Fuck. I mean, he's at that age.
He takes mushrooms every fucking day. Like,
dude,
that's gotta have some detrimental effects at this point.
But in regards to the drug that you were talking about, you can't just take, oh, it's an antiviral medicine, this will help.
Exactly. Well, not just this will help. This is the cure. That's what people are saying.
You think, okay, like in South America, for instance, when my aunt and uncle from Bolivia, they got COVID with the COVID, the Brazilian strain, right? They had a 2-liter bottle full of needles and empty pill capsules.
Mm-hmm.
And those pill capsules are antiviral medication.
Yeah.
If you think that, oh, I have COVID, maybe antiviral medication will work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it this way. No virus would exist.
Yeah.
If that's the case. Antiviral medicine has been around. Right? But for the most part, unfortunately, it all comes down to your body.
Exactly.
It's not like a bacterial infection where, like, you know, antibacterial medicine is on the ready.
Not just on the ready, but it's incredibly sophisticated and incredibly powerful.
Yeah. Antiviral medication is not. There's a reason why there isn't a lot.
There isn't a lot, and then it's just not potent. Because what people fail to realize is the way viruses replicate is very similar to how our cells replicate. So if you make it too powerful, you're going to start killing people off. So that's why it's so weak, and mostly to treat viruses like malaria and cholera and shit like that. It's not meant to treat a respiratory virus.
It's supposed to help you. It's not supposed to cure you.
Exactly.
Basically.
Joe Rogan definitely like jumped the gun on this for sure.
I'm not going to blame him too much, though.
Okay.
I'm not going to blame him too much. I'm going to blame more his platform because the way he's constructed his platform, he allows pretty much anybody to say whatever they want on his podcast, which for better or for worse, that can lead to some big issues later on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, it's one thing just like you're allowed to express yourself any way you want, but you have to be careful with what information you get out there because people will listen to you.
Exactly. Like, I'm not saying that he...
Oh, it's funky.
That he should limit who comes onto his podcast, but he does have a duty as the... as essentially the community leader of the community that he's created with his listeners to, you know, be like... And just so you know, either I don't endorse this or I don't... This is my guest's opinion. Stuff like that.
Keep going.
And it's just, you know,
it's stuck on.
Jesus. Anyway, I just thought it was hilarious that like Neil Young is an old ass fucking singer. Is he a country singer?
I think so. No, he's a rock singer.
He's a rock singer.
Yeah,
I forget who Neil Young is. I feel like I do know who he is. I just don't remember him.
But he did 80s rock.
Yeah.
Google, let's see what happens.
But it's just like there were so many people, specifically like the younger generation, like anybody right now who's like 21 or younger, they probably have no idea who the hell Neil Young is. They all know who.
Or you're from an immigrant family.
Exactly.
That made you live under a rock of their culture.
Exactly.
And wasn't exposed to anything.
You weren't exposed to anything until you were in high school.
No, middle school. Like probably towards the end of 7th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So depending on how sheltered you were, you may not have known who Neil Young is.
I was just sheltered from the American media. I wasn't
so
sheltered from anything else.
Wikipedia says his genres are rock, folk rock, country rock, proto grunge, and that's about it.
Oh, wow.
Let me see.
Neil Young. No, let me see. He's from Canada.
Canadian.
Isn't he? Associated acts with Rick James.
Bitch.
Dang, dude.
Nah, I'm Rick James, bitch.
Pearl Jam, Elton John, Willie Nelson. Okay, so he's worked with some good people. I mean, there's others here, but none that I've ever
heard. Well, he sounds like the less... It sounds to me like Neil Young is like the dollar store version of Willie Nelson.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I know who I was thinking of. I was thinking of Dennis DeYoung.
But anyways, I did see a short... I'm just paraphrasing and recollecting to the best of my memory.
Yeah.
Basically. But just to sum it up, he talked about misinformation, how he was trying to make a point that like, oh, like you're not allowed to say that, oh, the vaccine doesn't fully protect you. It only basically protects you from dying.
Yeah.
Right. And he says how like they call that misinformation, then all of a sudden it's considered to be true.
Yeah.
So on and so forth, and how misinformation is considered to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that's in regards to the whole debacle of what happened on this podcast.
Yeah.
In regards to the antiviral medication. But unfortunately, this antiviral medication is one for a horse.
Typically. There is a human version, but it's highly ineffective.
Yeah. And then second, viral medication is not meant to cure you.
Yes.
It's meant to help you. Like with antibacterial, like it kills the bacteria.
It's meant to cure you.
Yeah. But for antiviral, because of how different a virus is, so far we're only able to create medication that Or most of the antiviral medication has been created to just help with combating against the virus, but it's all ultimately left to your body to do it. Because notice how, like, when you get the flu or when you get any viral infection, you're not prescribed an antiviral.
Yeah.
You're just prescribed things to help with the symptoms.
Exactly.
The only time they prescribe you antiviral medication is when it gets so bad that you do need the help.
It's when you're in a hospital.
Yeah.
When you actually have to be in a hospital.
And like I said, that's what they did in South America with the Brazilian strain, where they actually did give antiviral medication to the patients. But again, it was only meant to help. It doesn't cure.
Exactly.
And even then, like, unfortunately, some of the people passed away still.
Exactly. I do think Joe Rogan is slightly liable for this, only because when he got COVID, he said that they were throwing everything at it, and one of the medications that he listed was ivermectin. So I don't think he helped, because as part of, you know, fostering that community, if you do something and you essentially say this is what you're doing for better health, your community is going to flock towards whatever you said.
Yeah.
So it's just like.
But as you said, like, there is that medication. There is a version of it made for humans, but it's not as potent. And that's just because, in all actuality, biologically, biochemically speaking, we are weaker than basically most of the animals.
Indeed.
In terms of immune system.
And it doesn't help that some of us are inbred.
I'm feeling the Game of Thrones hate out of you. Yes. Let the hate flow through you, Anakin. Yes. Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't talk about that. Anyways, but in regards to
I'm gonna talk about it at the end.
Okay, just in regards to ivermectin. Right?
It's for bitches.
No, not just that. But
yeah, serve yourself.
But it's not a cure-all drug.
Yeah.
Do not take it as that. And As Steel Sam pointed out, like, there is one made for humans, but you can't just go in a veterinary hospital and be like, you know what?
I'm strong enough.
Yeah.
I can handle this. I survived drinking the water out of the quarry. By the way, if you did drink water out of the quarry, you're more than likely going to have cancer when you're older.
Yep. Anyways, in regards to that, you got to understand, too, that in regards to medication, any drug in general for medical use, it tends to be a lot cruder for animals because they can take it. While with us, it has to be more refined. A lot more refined.
A lot more.
So you can't just start taking vial and then start putting shit in your body.
Exactly. Don't do it. Like, I've seen all kinds of videos on YouTube where people are taking their dog's pain medication thinking, you know what, this is a great idea. My doctor's not going to prescribe me opiates because he knows I'm an opiate addict. They take the opiates that are given to their dogs, not realizing that that thing is so fucking impure.
Yep.
It's going to give them a heart attack before it ever.
Think about that logic for a second. I don't want to take the vaccine. I don't know what the hell they put that. What they put in that. I'm going to take this horse shit instead.
Yeah. that's a good point. You know what? I think their point is, I'd rather trust some horse shit than our government shit. So it's just, oh, God.
And then also, you guys got to realize that in regards to the FDA, there's a reason why the FDA approved it.
Exactly.
Right? Because it has, even though it was fat, believe it or not, it was fast. And because usually, typically, a new drug takes 15 years to be approved. 15 years.
Yes.
For a new drug to be approved. That's how extensive the FDA is in regards to making sure that the new drug is effective and safe. By safe, I mean that the pros outweighs the risks, right? So if the FDA did approve the vaccine, it's because they basically did look through not only the documentation, but also like the trials that it underwent. like, for instance, in regards to Moderna, right? The reason why my brother and I were scared of taking it, it's not so much like, oh, like, the vaccine will kill you. It's not so much the vaccine. It's just that what happened in San Diego in regards to how they didn't store it correctly and the person got fired for it. Mm-hmm. That's basically what made that vaccine deadly. It was because at that point it wasn't a vaccine. It was just a crude ass drug.
It was a crude cocktail of bureaucratic incompetence and medical malpractice suits.
Yeah. So in regards to vaccine, I don't know about you guys, like, I'm for it, but I did hear about, unfortunately, some people not reacting to it well. Mm-hmm. But that's just how, that's, like I said, it's supposed to be safe, mm-hmm. but there are complications that may have it because of the person's biochemistry as well.
Well, there's that, but also the fact that it's just so new. Like, there's no way to see how it's going to affect you in the long term.
Yeah.
So that's why they're saying that it's all up to you whether you decide to, although the government isn't really helping in that right now.
Yeah.
But
either way, we respect you whether you want to take the vaccine or not.
Exactly.
But do not make the argument that it's not working because it is.
Exactly.
That's basically all I have to say about it.
Should we?
But before, I want to reiterate, doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not. We respect your decision, but
that doesn't make your decision the right one.
That and then also in regards to not being vaccinated, just basically consider the consequences, and then also please wear a mask.
Yes.
And also don't give false information.
Yeah. Well, whether you're vaccinated or not, you should wear a mask when you're in public.
And yes. Drink Cory water.
I don't know who's listening, so I'm going to say don't. He's joking.
The fact that he didn't say that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine please. People start dying from drinking Cory water. Thanks, John.
Please and don't drink Cory water. We at the Wallbreakers do not.
The protozoans and the bacteria will give me superpowers. It gives you death.
I can see rainbows. Yeah. Those are all the fucking lights we're shining in your eyes to make sure you're still alive.
Bruh.
But that's about it on the matter. But I want to reiterate.
I find it fascinating that when
you get vaccinated or not, we respect your decision.
Yes. Yes.
I find it fascinating. It's such a tangent, but you look at something and you see what color it is. That's actually the color that it isn't.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's literally like if you see something that's like yellow, it's all colors but yellow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry, just a tangent.
No, it's a good little snippet. Fact.
Are we ready for the next topic?
Yeah.
Yes. I just want to play a clip real quick.
So
the viewers can't see it, so I don't know why you're playing in the first place.
No, I was hoping it was like the guy talking.
Mm. Well, right, yeah, but it's Chicago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That guy from Chicago doing the self-defense thing.
His name is Billy Ragland.
And so he does a self-defense thing, and so someone on TikTok is like, I'm gonna try it. And he tries defending himself the way he was taught on TikTok, and he ends up in heaven. He's like, no.
What's funny is he actually got the guy to be in the video with him. He's like, you didn't do it correctly.
Speaking of misinformation,
we're talking about self-defense. And there's a good way to do it, and there's a bad way to do it.
This is the bad way.
There's a right way, and there's a wrong way, not a good way and a bad way. That's like me poking you in the eye. That's a good way to defend myself, right?
It's not necessarily. I'm recovering, right, Guillermo. Leave me alone.
He's not wrong, though.
Let's put it this way.
Semantics.
There's a good way, and then there's the way that gets you dead.
Get them all nice and deadums.
Am I wrong?
You ain't wrong, bro.
So there's a good way, and then there's the way that gets you dead. And apparently, this guy is teaching you the way to get dead.
Some of the like I'm dying, no, like dead.
You're gone. You're
like you got got, son.
You got got. Like I'm gonna illustrate one for you guys. So this guy, his back is pinned against the wall. The guy has the gun pinned to his chest. And he's like, you got to find a way to make it so that the gun can't shoot, right? And he's like, this gun doesn't have a hammer. He's holding like a Glock or something. I don't really know what it is. The gist of it is there's no hammer on the gun. And he's like, you got to make it so that the gun can't shoot. And he's like, now, then he demonstrates reaction speeds and all that bullshit. None of that's important. What's important is, here's what you got to do. And he reaches for the gun. And as soon as that top part of the gun, where the chamber is, cocks back, he holds it in place. And he's like, see? Now it can't shoot. Son. No, that's not what that means. For those of you who don't know.
I don't know.
The gun did shoot. The reason it cocks back is to release the empty shell casing from the bullet. The bullet is in your heart. The bullet is in you, son. You are on your way to see Jesus.
I said it to Jesus.
All you did
was be a failure.
Was have a burning. That's the other thing, too. That casing is going to be burning hot when you're holding it in place.
Bruh.
You're going to be screaming in pain at that point. And I'm just like, you've watched too many Clint Eastwood movies. This is what's happening here.
This isn't good or bad. It's just ugly.
It's ugly. It's just
ugly.
There was one I saw of him where, like, how to take a shotgun away from a perpetrator.
Oh my god.
Just what he literally does, he's like, all you have to do is push the shotgun downwards. And then you like do a sidestep and you just use your elbows to like wrestle it out of their hands. And then okay. You got it. And then the guy falls over.
For those of you who don't know, somebody ever has a shotgun to you, do what they say.
I was going to say, give him your wallet.
Give him your wallet. Give him your keys. Give him your clothes. For God's sakes, give him whatever they want.
It's got to spread.
It's got to
spread. That you're not going to be able to escape.
Unless it's pointing directly into the ground. And even then, I wouldn't recommend it. Don't try anything. And it's just like... But he's not the first guy to do this. He's not. And one thing I will say about him is he's self-conscious. He's realized that some of the advice he's been giving hasn't been exactly good. And I applaud him for that. But then there are other fuckers who in the martial arts community we like to call Bushido. Bullshido.
Oh.
Bullshido.
Are you talking about who I think you're talking about?
See what's going
on? Well, he's one of them. Apparently, he was classically trained, but what he's become is people are like, he's an Aikido master. I'm like, I don't know that he's a master. I know that he knows Aikido. Doesn't mean that's what he uses. Because, like, you watch demonstrations of him, and apparently he teaches cops. He teaches cops how to defend themselves.
Oh, no.
I'm like, geez.
Those cops are dead.
Jesus. And the best part I love about him is he's not in shape at all. At all.
I could literally cosplay Steven Seagal. I'm a fat dude with a ponytail.
Yeah, except you cosplay as the skinny Steven Seagal.
No, I'm a fat dude with a ponytail.
No, you
trust me. He's way bigger.
You are the skinny Steven Seagal. I'm telling you this.
Steven Seagal did not have a gut when he was skinny.
You got a dad bod, my boy.
No, not when he was doing not when he was acting.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Well, I don't know what he looked like before.
No, in his youth, he was an absolute stud.
I guess. I don't know.
He was a good looking guy. Now he's almost like, I could cosplay him now.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is you'd still be the skinny Steven Seagal. That's all I'm saying. And here, it's just, Tom Segura pointed it out. And he's like, if somebody came up to you and said, we're going to take a self-defense class to, you know, protect ourselves. And the other person said, that's awesome. who'd we get? Navy SEALs, Marines, Army Rangers. Who'd we get? No, we got Steven Seagal.
The actor.
The actor. Yeah, I don't think I want to do that.
Have you ever seen the JonTron video on Steven Seagal?
No.
It's so funny. We should watch it.
But here, that's not who I was thinking of, but that's a good point. That's a good one to point out. Mm-hmm. The worst one is this little fucker. I don't even know what his name is. I don't care. I saw his YouTube video once. And I'm just like, I don't know what you imagine your body's doing, but it's not. It's not doing it. Like, I imagine that, because the way he moves his body, I imagine he thinks he's spinning through the air, doing all of these Karate Kid, Simu Liu, Shang-Chi bullshit, Jackie Chan shit. In reality, and I'm going to say this as gently as I can, he looks like a kid with muscular dystrophy trying to dance.
Oh my God.
For those of you who don't know what that disease is, it means their body muscles start breaking down. It's the kids who they start walking all like Nosferatu, a hands and shit. Like all nying. That's how he fight, quote unquote, fights. Is he's Nosferatu trying to keep himself off the ground as he's going closer and closer to the ground. And it's just the most. And here's how you knew he was bullshit. And here's the other thing, too. He has students.
I want to show a clip where this guy was like teaching self-defense classes. His name is, it's called Total Self-Defense. And every time he has like a demonstrator with him, he's like, thank you, Paul. All right, now I'm going to start you then again. Thank you, Paul. Damn it. Okay, it didn't work out.
But the thing is like, there's a reason why the term bullshito exists. And it's for people like this. For people who think they know how to defend themselves when they really don't.
But I think in regards to the guy that Stefan was talking about, not that one, but like the one in
the Chicago guy.
Yeah, with the gun and everything. At this point, he knows he's a meme.
Oh, yeah.
He's just giving classes.
Yeah, he's giving content at this point.
Yeah.
He found a way to make bank. He's smart.
Yes, which that was the one thing that I did applaud him for. If you're going to be a scammer, at least scam people and make money at it.
Yep.
Well, at this point, he's not scanning. People know
he's bullshit. But fucktard. They're being fucktards at this point.
Yeah. They just pay for the fucktardery.
I think they're kind of doing what Elon Musk did with this stupid Dogecoin, and they're just riding the meme to the moon.
To the moon.
By the way, Elon Musk, you owe me. Well, he doesn't owe me anything, but like, I was so salty. I'm so salty about what he said last summer. I had $14,000 worth of Doge, and it went down to like $6,000. I'm so mad.
Do you think this is a good time to transition?
Yes.
Yes,
I think so.
Okay.
That was perfect timing.
That was
Elon Musk. I can be like, either just like $5,000 is fine. I don't need the full $14,000, but you know.
You caused what we're about to talk about next.
Pretty much, honestly.
Memes are a truly powerful thing.
We need to make. We need to sell some memes.
NFTs.
He says NFT. If you didn't hear that.
I whispered it because it pains me to talk about it. It really does.
It is a very strange phenomenon that we are dealing with these days, and it stands for non-fungible tokens.
Yep.
And here was the thing. When I first heard the term NFTs,
I thought it was a portfolio thing for the fucking stock.
So did I. That's what I thought. It sounds like it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it sounds interesting, but you're just like, this is so stupid.
It sounds like an EFT, which is an actual stock thing.
Yeah.
Here.
Monkey.
Is how bad it was. I searched for over 2 hours on the internet. I could not find one person to give me a fucking definition of what an NFT was.
A direct explanation of it.
We 3 months later is how long it took for me to find out what an NFT is. For those of you who don't know, allow me to explain. It's a JPEG or some other picture document.
JPEG, GIF, or GIF. Go fuck yourself. It's GIF.
GIF.
I do not know what a JPEG is. All that I know is why I want a picture of my dang hot dog. Something like that. It was Hank Hill.
Right. But
it's...
Okay, you know, in regards to Dogecoin, right? It's a coin using a blockchain. So think about taking a freaking... meme, a picture, a random-ass picture, and then now you just turn it into...
Freaking Mona Lisa.
A digital token.
Yes.
That's basically what NFTs are.
But also, it's only one of each, right?
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Like, you can actually... So...
That's why I say Mona Lisa.
So that's the thing, too. It's a little confusing because somebody can make an NFT of a single image, let's say, but then it doesn't stop other people from doing the same thing.
Exactly. So the way it works is like this. You have to submit the JPEG into the blockchain. The JPEG is then, you know, scanned through all of the servers and all the computers that are working with the blockchain. Right now, the biggest blockchain is Ethereum, which I also believe is the blockchain. Is Ethereum right now, which is the biggest cryptocurrency blockchain that exists. They recently started including NFTs. And the way it works is that JPEG is cross-referenced with all... the blockchain computers and servers, and it's then authenticated to be unique and original, or quote unquote original. And at that point, it's given a value.
Yeah.
Now that value will go up or down depending on how much people actually want that NFT.
Nift.
But the idea is essentially the same, like John kept mentioning, is the idea of the Mona Lisa, where people can paint other versions of the Mona Lisa where it looks practically identical.
Yeah.
But only the person with the original NFT is actually able to make any money off of it and has the one that's worth the most.
Yeah.
So you can have other versions of the Mona Lisa that are probably only worth like a couple hundred bucks.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who has the original is the one who owns the millions of dollars. And that's the idea with NFTs, is you're going to have a digital version of Mona Lisa. People have started to make memes of everything. And these memes are now being used as NFTs. Mm-hmm. And it's bad enough that people made these. Giant corporations are now getting involved. The NBA and the NFL have started monetizing this shit. Literally, plays that happen in games are now being sold on the Ethereum market as NFTs. Now, I don't know if any of you guys can answer this question. I really don't. But why is it a good idea to buy an NFT?
Well, so essentially, so here's what I see in simpler terms in regards to
why
don't get me started. Twitch banned that word. Ooh, anyways.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Twitch banned that word.
Oh,
it's been a while now, so I'm surprised you guys don't know that, but yeah.
Well, I'm not on Twitch. I should be, but I'm not on Twitch.
Yeah. Well, I understand you, but like I'm talking about these two blockheads.
Yeah, a bunch of blockheads.
But anyways, so the reason why people invest in NFTs, it's kind of like stocks, right? You invest in a stock so that way when it increases in price, you can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, NFTs, because it's relatively new.
Yeah.
And not only that, it's very unpredictable where it's going to go.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, at least with, like, let's say Bitcoin, whatever, even though at that time when it first started, you can say it's unpredictable, it's new or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why to invest in that. At least with Bitcoin, they're trying to actually get a use out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Using that as, like, basically currency. Mm-hmm. NFT is just a token you have.
It's digital art, which at that point, what the fuck is even the point?
I can go to DeviantArt.
Do you guys remember? I remember that article I showed you, the top 10 most valuable NFTs.
Yeah.
Can you believe that, how much they are and what they fucking are?
Seriously, dude.
Jesus Christ.
One of the most expensive NFTs, or is it the most expensive though? The first tweet ever sent.
That's the first one. Yes, that's the most expensive one.
The most. Why?
So I think the way it works is if you buy that NFT, you get a plaque like showing that it's yours.
Apparently. Which I don't understand, you know, what even is the point. Now, am I here to say that people who have been flipping NFTs, which has been a thing now.
Yeah, that's why people invest in it, so that way they can flip it when it increases in price.
Or people who made NFTs. A, if you can convince people to buy to buy what they could readily find online for thousands, if not millions of dollars, all the more power to you. But to anybody, any of our listeners who think it's a great idea to start investing in NFTs, I'm going to say wait. Wait at least a month, because NFTs have only really, really started coming into prominence just these past few weeks.
I got a question, guys. How much do you think this would be worth?
That's real?
That's real.
This just in. Stefan's brother apparently took a picture with the Stan Lee.
Exactly.
Would this be an NFT?
It can be.
NFT?
It can be.
You can sell that. You can sell the actual thing.
Like, I've actually read articles about a person that takes a selfie of himself and just sends that as an NFT.
Yeah.
I mean, not sends it. Sells it.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. That's how ridiculous this business of NFTs are. People are literally just taking selfies and selling them online.
Yep. Oh my God, imagine the feet fetish community.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. Like, it's already so close to the dark web enough as it is, but then you get feet fetishes in there. Oh, dear God.
Like, to be quite honest, I can see it. Well, so the irony is that I don't know about you guys, but I can see NFTs being a big thing for gamers.
Oh, but absolutely.
The gamers are basically like the biggest haters of it.
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, and I think the reason why, honestly, I think the reason why is because they don't know how to cash in on making an NFT. Because now that we understand what an NFT is, the only question that remains is how do you make one? Because that is how you start making money. Is you make an NFT that everybody wants.
Well, I do know that you have to find a platform first to make the blockchain. And how do we explain blockchain?
The blockchain
at this point, because
we're going to give you a brief.
I can give you like the simpler definition. Even then, it's like kind of confusing.
So I'll say it
right now. This is from an IBM website.
Oh, wow.
So a blockchain is a shared immutable ledger that facilitates the process of recording transactions and tracking assets in a business network. Mm-hmm. That's basically what a blockchain is.
Okay. So to translate that for everybody, we're not calling you stupid. This is complex for us. We didn't understand it until we watched the video on it.
I'm stupid.
Well, yeah, but you're you.
You always are.
Anyway, The way it was explained is this. So the way banks work is they keep a ledger with your name on it that says this is how much money you have coming in. This is how much money you have going out. So when you try to make a purchase, a request is made to your bank and then they check your ledger to see if you have that money. And if you do, then they send it out and the purchase goes through. And typically it'll go to somebody else's bank and they'll get money into their ledger. The way this one works, it's a public version of that. So instead of it being between banks or between the bank and itself, which is how it happens from time to time, what this does is it takes away the power from the banks and allows people to directly purchase between each other. And the way that people are able to, you know, say, oh, I have this much money or I have this much stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of using the banks and their personal computers and servers, you're using a network of servers that are public and exist all around the world. That way, when you try to make the transaction, it goes through several different servers, through several different computers all over the world. And essentially, it keeps a public record. So if even one of those computers doesn't agree with whatever your ledger says, the purchase won't go through. Now, I don't know who thought that was a great idea. It's not a horrible idea. I'm not saying it's a horrible idea. But what people fail to realize is because these are public computers and public servers, it's very easy to hack into them and to change them. That's one of the dangers with a blockchain. Now, as far as NFTs goes, it's the same thing. Let me back up. When it comes to cryptocurrency, it's the same thing. So crypto functions solely off of the blockchain platform, which is the blockchain says he owns this much Bitcoin or Dogecoin or Shiba Inu or whatever the fuck other cryptos exist out there. And every public ledger is supposed to agree with that. NFTs work the same way, where you publish the NFT and now it's on your account, however that works. I don't know how that works. But that then goes on everybody's ledger. After that, if you choose to sell the NFT, what you're doing is you're relinquishing. It's like an exchange of property where you transfer ownership of that NFT and that goes on to somebody else's ledger. And in its place, you get money into your account, whether it be actual money or cryptocurrency.
So I'm reading more about the blockchain right now. Mm-hmm. So the blockchain has actually been made keeping in mind of any risk of hacking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. So I'm reading more into it. Blockchain is a system recording information in a way that makes it difficult for or impossible to change, hack, or cheat the system. A blockchain, so it's what they call distributed ledger technology.
Yeah.
It's basically what a blockchain is. And
you like it, don't you, Sam?
Blockchain is a type of DLT, distributed ledger technology, mm-hmm. in which transactions are recorded with an immutable cryptographic signature called a hash. So in regards to
doing drugs now or what?
Hash is, I'm looking into it. I'm learning. We're right now.
We're
like
learning on the spot.
We're learning on the spot with you guys. Basically,
we're learning as we go, just like you guys. But from what was explained just now, it does make sense that way it is less susceptible to hacking, because between banks you only have to hack one or two, whether it be their servers or their computers. It's only one or two, and they typically all function the same way under the same system and everything. With a blockchain, it actually makes sense because yes, they're all public computers and public servers, but their encryptions may be different, their firewalls may be different, their software may be different. And as soon as one of those becomes compromised, I'm assuming a security team then goes out to the rest of the blockchain and says, hey, we just had an attempted hack into our system. Make sure your security is up to date, is reinforced. Just make sure everything's good to go. And that would make sense.
And in regards to in regards to trying to hack into the blockchain, I did read that programmable, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it means if one block in one chain was... Okay, so if one block in one chain was changed, it would be immediately apparent it had been tampered with. If hackers wanted to corrupt a blockchain system, they have to change every block in the chain.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, so that's... So it's essentially like I said. Like, they'd have to hack it, every single one of those servers.
And oh, computers. I got it. The game of Snake. That's basically how you can describe a blockchain, right? Yeah. So basically, imagine you're making an online transaction, and it's just and you pay with the block, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now that block of information is, oh, okay, this block has information that this transaction happened at this time by this mm-hmm. person, whatever.
Yeah.
And then that person that received that as payment, again, it's like, okay, I want to get like two things, right? Mm-hmm. So now they use that cryptocurrency you got, right, in their wallet, mm-hmm. and then they purchase something else, and guess what? Now it's given to the other person, and then now there's a new block that has a transaction on that, and so it kind of goes on forever, where it's like kind of passed down, and every time it's passed down, at least to my knowledge, it might be wrong, but I'm viewing a snake where the more it's passed down, there's there's more blocks in that chain that contains the hash for the transaction that happened.
Well, the way I see it is there are several ways to see it, obviously. One of the best ways to see it, I would say, is ironically our highway system. It's public. Everybody can use it. If something happens on that highway, it immediately shuts down everything. Everything slows down for a little bit, and then everything starts getting rerouted until that problem is fixed, until that issue is fixed.
Yeah.
That's how more or less a blockchain works. It works essentially like I'm not going to say it's the perfect, but it's one of the best ways to have checks and balances in an internet-based society where a lot of stuff is starting to go more digital now. It makes it easier to tell, number one, is everything up to date and is everything correct? Then two, it makes it more secure in being able to, you know, ensure that all of the transactions are correct and hackers don't have as much control. Because that's the thing. That is one of the things that I did think was a great idea with the blockchain, which is not a great idea that banks have, either they haven't had yet, or I just don't know what their issue is. The servers are all around the world. The blockchains are all around the world. So even if they manage to cripple several computers, even if the hackers manage to cripple several computers, once that security threat is discovered, rather than try to immediately fix the problem, their bigger concern is they're going to contact all of the other computers and servers in the blockchain to essentially say, this is a bad block. Don't use this under any circumstances. All of the information is essentially wrong. We need to do investigations. We need to do corrections to our software, security, all of that. And we'll come back to you. And to cripple this network would take quite a bit of commitment. Not just, it would require a number of different hackers all over the world banding together and just shutting down this entire blockchain, which I don't think is going to happen. Because if we're being honest, blockchains benefit them greatly, especially people on the dark web. Please don't come after me.
But in regards to NFTs, this is us personally, like, we're not gonna tell you what to do with your damn money. or whatever, right? Exactly. But for NFTs, it's not, at least from what I'm seeing, it's not something that it's like, oh, I'll just do this and then like I'm set for life. It's like, no, no, no. There are people that didn't. They just got lucky, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The only ones that I would say were smart about it was actually, if I remember correctly, it was NBA, right?
Yeah, the NBA.
They started making NFTs of
Great plays that their players have made.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is smart. It really is. It's brilliant. It shows that they're keeping up with the times. And it's just proof that, you know what? The sports industry in America is one of the biggest, smartest, and most successful in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll take advantage of anything. They don't give a shit.
And oddly enough, recently I've been finding myself watching sports highlights, and they're actually a lot of fun to watch.
Some of
These guys are actually fucking athletic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Jesus. But anyways, going back to NFTs, there's a group of people in the NFT space that are essentially scamming their audience. Yeah. And I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, but the gaming industry has been taking advantage of the NFT space, and a lot of their fans were just like backlashing them up to the up the ass, telling them not to.
Oh,
I don't know if you've been following up on that at all.
I've heard about it, not too much though. It really comes down to who the streamers are.
Not streamers, but like game industries, like gaming companies. Yeah, like, have you ever heard of a game called Worm Joe?
Nope.
So it's a game that came out like a couple years ago. So anyways, this gaming company is actually selling an NFT from that game. And it just made them look really bad to the eyes of the audience. And they got such a severe backlash that they backed out of the NFT completely.
That's kind of funny, because with the NBA, nobody gave a shit.
Yeah.
But then with other gaming companies, they start doing it. It's like, what the hell are you doing?
What I want to know is why.
But like, yeah, exactly.
What's why? Why do you care? Honestly, like,
I guess it just shows it's just kind of like a principle thing where it shows that they're gonna put more effort into NFTs than making actually good games. That's what they're worried about.
In that sense, I can agree. Okay. In that sense, I will agree. But that has less to do with the NFTs, and it has more so to do with the fact that gaming companies have gotten so comfortable with releasing incomplete or just terrible games in general.
Yeah, and that's what people are worried about. That, like, since they've realized they can make money just by selling NFTs, they're going to try less on video games. And I could see that correlation, honestly.
It's a big one to make, because NFTs had just recently started. But for, like, at least the last 3 years, because everybody knows, everyone who has been a longtime listener of this podcast knows that I love Call of Duty. My favorite franchise of any
basic
of any video game ever. No contest. The close second would be Halo, but I haven't played Halo in a while. That being said, I love Halo.
God, this is like the copyright music episode.
Let's keep going.
Anyway, in like at least the last 3 years, Call of Duty has released titles that, I'll be honest, have been critically panned by most of the Call of Duty community, and for good reason. It's shown, number one, that they've really not cared about essentially redoing old content. And then two, they don't even care about quality anymore. Like, the graphics are there. I'm not going to say the graphics aren't there. And the storyline is eh. What is really disappointing in seeing is the fact that the games come out with so many issues, so many glitches, so many bugs. They've gotten so comfortable with releasing games like that. And then they're like, oh yeah, in like about 2 or 3 months, we're going to release a patch. It's like, these games need patches now. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, why did you release this game right now?
So I actually have a theory on why, like, the basketball or the NBA is very accepting of NFTs. Because I don't know if you've been noticing, but a lot of people make a ton of money from sports. like
oh yeah,
like betting and stuff like that.
Well, I don't. Did you ever take a sports and society class?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I took one in community college because I had to for a transfer. Mm-hmm. What I learned about that class is that the amount of influence the NFL, the NBA, and all of these major league baseball, and all of these major sports companies have is enormous. Mm-hmm. Because the amount of money that exchanges hands in the sports industry alone, we're talking about billions upon billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes from anywhere from illegal gambling to legal gambling to fantasy football to
sports cards,
sponsorships, playing cards, merchandise, ticket sales, pay-per-view, you name it. People are spending money for sports.
So, like, it's no surprise that the NFTs are, like, a welcome addition to this.
Yeah, it's just another way to diversify your portfolio if you're, like, a sports investor. Like, anybody who, like, invests in sports to a certain degree has got to be happy about NFTs.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just another thing to expand your portfolio. Mm-hmm. And now understanding why gamers are upset with the NFTs, I understand. Because right now, the whole gaming community is in a tizzy right now. Number one, because of the NFTs, but then number two, because of how shit most of the games have been in recent years.
Oh, yeah. It's really hard to find a good game these days.
It is. There's just
no Minecraft, game. Huh?
That's rare. It's a dime a dozen, my friend.
It's a great game. Look, we should, like, at some point, we should, hold on, give me a moment. I'm going to do a little tangent here. I think us, the Wall Breakers, we should at some point start playing games on YouTube or on Twitch.
Yeah.
And we need to try games that we don't, like, I'll try Call of Duty if you try Minecraft.
I am down for that.
Because Minecraft I think it's really fun. I think we can all, like, have fun playing Minecraft. But
Monster Hunter.
Nope. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something right now. I will play Minecraft for content purposes. I guarantee you I will not enjoy it. You know why? You know why? Before you say anything else, I don't like having to collect anything.
No, I know.
To build anything.
I know, but...
Or to fight anything. I don't want it. I don't need it. I will do it for content.
I need it.
I should be able to pick up a gun, run up to some fucker, shoot him in the head, and for it not to say, oh yeah, he still has 90 plus health. Fuck that.
In Monster Hunter, you don't know its health. You just keep hitting it.
Exactly.
There is no health.
I guess.
That's great.
It'll be really fun. Look.
No, you're not going to convince me of this.
No, I'm not going to convince you because you're willing to do it for content. I'm not going to convince you of anything, but I will say this. You may change your mind if you play with the right people.
Yeah.
I don't like Call of Duty too much. That's why it's like basic, but maybe if I played it with like Sam, I might enjoy it. Because like my brother plays it, and like I'm like I don't like I didn't think it was fun. But with the right people, things might be fun.
I will say with my play style, any of you guys could join in.
All right, cool. I gotta tell you right now, there are games I will not play, and I've played before, and I do not like them. Among Us, hate that game, and also Phasmophobia.
I don't know that one.
It's where you hunt ghosts. It's so boring.
Just play the Ghostbusters game.
Yeah.
We'll play with the Ouija board.
Halo Infinite.
I do not endorse playing with Ouija boards at all.
I'll try Overwatch.
Yes.
If you try Monster Hunter.
No.
I will try Monster Hunter if at some point we can play Minecraft together.
I'm down for that. I'm open.
Sam.
I'm open to anything.
It's
guys, our ancestors were great builders. Come on.
For content, I will play Monster Hunter.
I'll be like, John, there's a green thing exploding at me. What do I do? Help me.
There are strategies to kill creepers, though.
For content, I will play Monster Hunter. For leisure, absolutely not.
You will love the hunting horn.
Yeah, for me, I want to try Monster Hunter. It's just one of those things where like I don't think I have the time. I don't even play Minecraft anymore. Like, I am so busy with woodwork and my actual job and doing stuff at church. It's just like, eventually I'll find the time. But right now I'm at a point in my life where I have to be on the grind.
I guess I'm not busy all the time then.
Okay, so we went on a gaming tangent here.
Hey, listen, listen, listen. We did. Mr. I go to school and I look.
He goes to school, he goes to work, he dances with the group.
Anyways.
Anyways. I think this is a good place
Somebody kill me.
But anyway, just to wrap it up in regards to NFTs, if you want to invest in it, go ahead. It's just our opinion that to wait on how it is.
Mm-hmm. I will say this.
In regards to,
how much does it cost to make one just to see who's dumb enough to buy it?
I kind of looked into this. You do have to pay a fee.
How high is the fee?
I remember seeing one where you only had to pay $300, $400 once to be able to use the platform
to upload
any amount of NFTs.
Provided that you actually get money from selling the NFT, that's nothing.
Yeah.
But only if you sell the NFT.
That only if the NFT is worth anything.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's there's the guys... thing. Really? There's a guy literally selling selfies. I think there's a market for anything at this point.
Definitely the bar of entry is low, but we don't know how low it is.
The bar of entry is this low. There was a guy who sold a statue made of nothing for upwards of $1 million.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's make a collage of our dick pics.
I don't do that. No. I don't do that.
Thanks, Stefan. You're so wholesome.
Yeah. I don't do... anyways, NFTs, investing. I mean, you can buy an NFT, right? Mm-hmm. And then flip it. Yep. That's basically what you're doing. But... at least for us, we're kind of being more cautious about it. However, in regards to making NFTs, like, I mean, it looks to be like a fun thing to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, just look for the meme, Elon Musk.
Just look for, I guess, the right platform. Because like I said, Ethereum one where you have to pay $300, $400. Mm-hmm. But that's only like, that's like a one-time fee.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you got to pay to play. That. Yeah, you got to pay to play. Exactly.
So, I mean.
But there's also other platforms as well where you can sell NFTs, but I currently don't have the information. We kind of don't have the time.
But once we do,
but I'm pretty sure that might be a topic. We'll see.
Once we do have the time and money to buy selling NFTs, we're gonna sell NFTs.
So our personal advice: it's not a smart idea to invest now. That being said, you're free Americans who are free to do whatever they want.
Free humans
in general.
Unless you're in North Korea, China. Anyways.
Which, how you found our podcast is amazing, and I applaud you. But we definitely recommend making NFTs. Mm-hmm.
It's a
anyway,
good investment idea.
I think it's about time we sign off, boys.
All right. Well, this is Joe and the Chemist signing off. Please follow JoeRat_229 on Instagram. And lastly, please follow Wallbreakers at Wall5Breakers.
Yes.
On Instagram has our link tree and also...
it links to our Anchor account.
Yeah.
Where you can send us messages and voice messages, apparently.
Yep.
So...
if you guys know the pufferfish meme, then you can send that to me.
So please, you know what? Don't be afraid. Send us a message. Send us a hate comment.
Send us Wang pictures. Stefan...
I wasn't advertising for dick pics. I was just saying it's a nice idea.
Oh my god!
So fun.
But so that's
fun.
It for you.
All right. This is Ric Flair's woo. Signing off.
There you go.
Follow me at Cali Flute Man on Instagram and TikTok. You can also follow me at The Tree Butcher on Instagram, and you can subscribe to the Flute Man YouTube channel, which I know I haven't posted in months, but for the meantime, just look at Cali Flute Man Instagram. I'm posting memes almost every day, and they're pretty funny. Also, Wall5 Breakers Podcast on Instagram. And yes, the Anchor thing has already been said, and we hope that you... how does that... what was that term? We hope you dock your ships at our podcast.
Oh my god.
This is Stefan Skins. You can follow me at step.roro. And like what everyone else here said, you can follow us on Wall5 Breakers on Instagram as well. I'm recovered after this whole episode.
Wow.
I feel a lot better.
There you go.
Endorphins, baby.
Yes. This is Theo Sam. Please follow me at TheoSam619.
Yeah.
Insta, TikTok, Gila Commando on Twitch. Please follow Wall5 Breakers. And off to my man to the right.
Give the horn. You can follow me on Instagram at GKT Music and GKT Music. And also follow the Wall 5 Breakers Instagram as well. Thank you.
All right, boys and girls.
I'm a girl.
Lab check.